Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I'm telling you. I know you've checked with your missus.
She doesn't remember any blacksmithing.
It was some sort of iron
you
work.
You said that you looked it up. There's like you could do a blacksmithing class.
Yeah, there's one in Vista or something.
Do they like have a forge where you like maybe start melting metal? I mean, that sounds cool. Dangerous.
Sounds kind of cool though. Now that you mention it, but I'm not joking. Paulie remembers too.
Yeah,
we were like
this.
3 weeks into the show. We didn't know each other.
Early.
We didn't know each other at all. And I remember Ben walking in on a Friday. Now this was back in the day when you were at Channel 10 till like midnight, and you would get home at 1 and you would go to sleep at 1:30, and then you would come in at 4:30. And he walked in on a Friday looking like a corpse. And I go, at a break, I said, "What are you doing after the show?" And I didn't know Ben at all. 3 weeks we've been on the air together. And he goes, I got to go to this. I'll just call it blacksmithing because that's what I remember. Shell wants me to go to this blacksmithing class. And I go, "Excuse me?" And you said, "Yeah, I got to go do this thing." And I go, "Well, that's the fundamental difference in you and me," because my phone call would have been like, "I just worked 19 hours straight. Leave a sandwich by the bed, please. And I'm going to take a nap until 7 tonight. Like, clear out, get the air conditioning down, turn the bed cover down for me, please. I'm coming home, and I'm certainly not blacksmithing with you."
I mean, I've definitely not done this. I'm looking it up. The Escondido Blacksmith Guild, a unique organization dedicated to preserving, teaching the art of blacksmithing. And they do classes, 4-week classes, where beginning students learn to make simple household items and tools.
Like a spoon?
The basic instruction includes building, maintaining coal fires, an introduction to the tools and their use, general safety. Students will make a church key bottle opener, railroad spike stake turner, punch and chisel, and finally a pair of tongs for your like final project. You know, you can also just go to Target and buy tongs.
What's
nowadays.
The fun in that? That actually sounds kind of fun.
I made these tongs myself in my blacksmithing class.
Do your wives drag you out to do stuff? Do they get that it's like it's almost like a moment of inspiration where they're like, "We need to do more blank. So we need to go to a paint and sip or like a cooking class together."
We talk about it a lot. We rarely follow through.
Mostly it's her suggesting it and me immediately crapping all over it and saying, "I'm exhausted. Absolutely not."
We
There's
did a couple's
no way.
Pottery class last year.
Oh, yeah.
Right around Megan's birthday.
I remember
and
that.
It was one of those like,
Patrick
she
and
wanted
Denise.
To do it. We had never done it. But neither of us had ever done it before.
I remember.
I made the worst looking
was it ashtray
dishes
yeah,
or whatever
dishes.
You could deposit. It was like, yeah, it's like it looks like an ashtray, I guess.
Did you toss it?
It was supposed to be we still have it.
Oh, do you?
It was supposed to be like a bowl or a cup or something. It just did not, it was so deformed.
Looked like the cup from Indiana Jones.
Megan loves it. She's like,
That dirty ass.
You chose wisely.
That dirty ass cup.
It was like spinning fast, and like my thumb just like jacked up the side of it. And they're like, "Sorry, you're kind of. That's how it's going to look now." And it's like a Rindel family heirloom now.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, we talk a lot about. Well, we should do this and this, and I just my immediate reaction is no every time. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Sorry. Maybe I should start saying yes more.
I think for me, I know that even if I went to a blacksmithing class, it's not something that's going to be useful. I'm putting in a forge in my house and just going to start. You know what? Instead of going and buying silverware now, I'm going to spend weeks and months crafting my own set of silverware. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, you feel like
it's just like a one-off.
It would be cool to try one time.
It's a one-off.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a skill I'm ever going to need or use in my life.
And you're not going to go home and say, I'd like to get my own gear and do this at home.
I don't.
I'm fascinated by a lot of stuff, but the people that are just so like, I always think about this. I don't have it, like as a dad, right? I don't have a thing. Like, if my kids, when they're older, hey, what was your dad's thing? They'd be like, sitting on his ass, laying in his bed, watching TV, like, occasionally playing the guitar, playing some records. Like, my dad used to smoke meat. There it is. Paulie, put it up on the chat. That's incredible.
Supposed to be a cup.
Looks like a turd.
it's avant-garde.
But I don't have, like, a thing. Like, your thing is golf. Your kids will be like, oh, my dad was a great golfer. I don't really have a thing. I don't make great chili. I don't have, like, oh, my dad's famous jalapeno poppers. I don't have anything.
Nothing.
I have nothing. What are they going to say about me? They literally be like, oh, he sits on his ass in bed and watches TV and movies.
You listen to music.
Yeah.
You got a vinyl collection.
I do have vinyl.
You can play the guitar a little bit.
But that's... It's not my thing. You know what I mean. Oh, my dad used to smoke these briskets. You know, I'm just not that dad. Had to hire a guy to come put in a shower.
You know what my dad could do, which was I always thought was amazing, and I bet you can do it as well. But I never really could. Throw great batting practice.
Oh, I throw great BP.
Just
great BP.
Consistent
boom.
Over and over again.
I can,
boom,
yeah,
boom.
Okay.
Like for hours.
Yeah,
just
hours.
You know, pitch, batting practice.
Yeah.
It's in there. He was really good at it.
Yeah, what is your legacy?
Oh, I'm really good with a fungo.
Yeah, fungos are tough. Fungos are they're hard, and it's hard to hit 6-year-olds.
I can't hit a fungo.
It's yeah. What's my thing? Nate says you play ball; they will remember that. Thank you, Nate. I appreciate it, man.
All right, I think we've exhausted the topic of
Hobby Lobby. That's the Ben & Woods Hobby Lobby. Hope you enjoyed it.
Now it's time for the Rindel Report,
and get things started here with our edition today's edition of the Rindel Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindel Report with Paul Rindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We will start off today. We talked about it earlier. Slow, kind of a slow sports day, but we will start off in Major League Baseball. The Yankees announced John Sterling's replacement yesterday. It had been rumored earlier in the week, and it was all confirmed and announced officially yesterday that Dave Sims is going to replace John Sterling as the Yankees play-by-play. He'll be partnered with Susan Waldman on WFAN. And, Dave Sims grew up in the New York area. He's a New York boy, but for the last, I think he said 18 years, he had actually been the voice of the Seattle Mariners. And so now he's coming home, and he's going to be the voice of the Yankees. I thought it was interesting. He's 71 years old. Now, you can do that job for a while, but if you're like the Yankees and you're replacing a guy who just retired at age 86, do you look for younger or do you just get the best
I think you get the best
at 71,
fit.
You go another 10, 15 years and figure it out again then?
It's a good question.
That's a good question. That's an insightful question.
I mean, Ted Leitner, when he retired, we had Jesse Agler. We didn't have somebody that was 10 years younger than Ted.
That's true.
I think the idea of bringing a New York guy home, though, with experience. I mean, the Yankees broadcasting job is not an introductory position.
No.
You're not
lifting, don't want to learn on the fly.
You're probably not lifting generally someone from the minor leagues to take that over. You want a proven baseball announcer, which Dave Sims is. Now, I don't even know. 17 years with the Mariners?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they got to be so sad, the fans
there.
Yeah,
but I think it's a whole new ball game going to the Yankees. I bet he's nervous going in.
It's a better gig.
If you're not familiar with Dave Sims, he had a couple of calls that were going around yesterday. I think John Boy or somebody shared one of his huge calls from a couple of years ago, postseason or late September baseball. And this is what Dave Sims sounds like. This is what you'll be hearing on WFAN starting next year.
Just need a base hit. You got JP's going to be flying from second.
So great.
You got the bases loaded. Bauer's well fouled down the third baseline. Biggest pitch of the year here for the Mariners. 3-2, bases loaded. Cishek, the pitch. Base hit.
Fantastic.
I'm telling you, hey now, hey now, hey now.
That's a fantastic call.
Wow.
Look at him, so demonstrative in there, too. That is badass.
He looks good.
He looks 71, great.
Yeah, I would have never thought, although I learned yesterday, this stunned me. Maybe you knew this. Denzel turns 70 next month.
That's shocking.
I mean, you see the pictures of Tom Cruise at 62 go, how can he look so young? Denzel's almost 70.
That's a great call, dude.
I love on my Twitter feed when it comes up, you know, what Wilford Brimley was 46 when he was in Cocoon.
Yeah, he was 37 years old.
I saw one last week that Pat Morita, Mr. Miyagi, was 55 when he was in, like, people.
I would have thought he was 70 years old.
He looked so much older, just like 30, 40 years ago.
I'm telling you, hey now.
That's good stuff.
Hey now.
That's so great.
I think that's his catchphrase. Hey now, hey now, hey now.
That's really good. That's going to sound really good for the Yanks, man. You got to be bummed. I mean, 17 years calling radio games. Jesse Agler's already been with us, what, 10?
He's coming up on 10 years. Yeah.
Which is insane. And imagine 7 more years of Jesse and then he splits for the Yankees. He'd be so bummed. So bummed.
I don't even like putting that out in the universe.
I don't either.
All right, like I said, slow sports day, but we will. I thought this was a little bit interesting. I've seen videos of this kid. He is, his name is Oliver Roux, R-I-O-U-X.
Yeah.
Roux?
Roux.
He is the world's tallest teenager. He is 7
Oh, I've heard about this guy.
9.
Oh.
And he signed with Florida, University of Florida basketball.
Okay.
And he is going to have to wait. They're going to redshirt him, they officially announced. He's a freshman. But they're going to redshirt him because if he plays even a minute this year, it would burn a year of eligibility for him. And he's not quite ready yet for college basketball. He's unbelievable. I remember I saw a video of him in like a layup line. He just like reaches up and dunks the ball. And then he goes to the back of the layup line and some guy jumps and high fives him like pregame. And I saw that the guy that jumped to high five him was 7'1".
Oh my God. I'm looking at him right now. Holy smokes.
Now, I don't think he's
from Canada. He's got a spot in the Guinness World Record book already. 7'9" freshman.
Now, he's not like Wemby. He's not considered an elite basketball prospect.
No, he's 7'9", and they said, you're going to learn how to play basketball.
Yeah, they're like, you have to play basketball.
How tall is Wemby again?
Wemby's like 7'4", I think. 7'4", 7'5". 50 points the other night, by the way. Kid is getting good fast.
This dude is 6 inches taller than Wemby. Yeah. And
think about that. Think about, you know, whatever. If you're 6 feet tall, how much taller a guy who's 6'6" looks?
Yeah.
This is Wemby at 7'3". That's how much taller this kid would look to Wemby.
You know, it's rad that he's doing this. I feel for him a little bit, though. I do. Like, I feel for those guys that are so tall. Like, your lifestyle is just instantly impacted.
It's an awkward age to begin with.
Yes.
And
there was a college player like 10 plus years ago who was like 7'6", 7'7". And I read, I think it was like an ESPN story or whatever about him. And he's like, it sucks.
Beds. planes,
they have to make
cars.
Special accommodations when we travel. I have to have an entire row in the on the airplane to myself, and it's still uncomfortable. Like, there's nothing they can do. But, yeah, I mean, he's 7 foot nine, eight. I think he's, like, only 18 years old. And they've had two home games, I think, so far this year. The Gators have, and the fans have been chanting, Ali.
They've been cheering
Ali
for him.
And they haven't put him in yet. And so they've just decided right now where we're at, where he's at, we're just going to redshirt him. So I'm sure you'll still see a ton of videos coming out of practice and stuff of this kid.
He's 3 inches away from being 8 feet tall.
It's crazy. And you see Wemby, too. And every time I see Wemby, I'm like, he looks like he's going to snap in half. Every time he runs down, I mean, he's so athletic, obviously. And, you know, you don't score 50 points in a NBA game by just being tall. You can't just be tall.
No.
You have to be athletic and really good. But every time I see him, I'm like, please don't snap in half. He looks like he's going to fall over. It's crazy. All right, so he'll make his debut next year.
Yes. Yeah, that's the plan. And then finally, a little Hollywood news here. The Oscars will be coming up here shortly in a couple of months, and we have a new host that was named officially this morning for the Oscars.
I saw that Jimmy Kimmel said, no, I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, when I think of the Oscars, he's done it the last, I think, 2 years. How many years in a row did, like, Billy Crystal do it?
God, he was great, too.
Chris Rock was
there was
really
always,
good.
Like, you know, he would, like, they would stop, and then he would come back, yeah. And then he would stop, and they always bring him back, because he was pretty good, like, at it. But from what Jimmy Kimmel says, it's a thankless job, it's a hard job.
I bet it's, I bet it's so hard.
And, you know, it's, I mean, I get it. It's high profile.
Do they get paid for that, or do they pay to do it? Like, the halftime show at the Super Bowl, the artists pay to do that. They are not, you know, Rihanna was not paid to do the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm curious. I don't know. Anyways, Conan O'Brien has been named the host of the Academy Awards. It's the first time he's done it. I would have sworn he had done it already before.
He'll be great.
I think he'll be phenomenal. I think he'll be great.
I watched him. He's on that Elvis doc that I referenced earlier.
You you seem to be a big fan. What
I'm not a huge fan.
Of Elvis or
Conan? Elvis. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
Massive. What did I learn?
What did you learn about Elvis?
Oh, my God. You guys know he did not perform for 7 years before he went up and did that special in 68. And
so from 1961 to 1968, he did what?
Nothing. He did movies. Horrible, horrible, crap vanilla movies that the Colonel Tom Parker forced him to do and did not perform
on stage. So who's the Colonel, Tom Parker?
He was his manager.
Okay.
And he's brilliant. I mean, he's brilliant. Turned him into a worldwide superstar. That being said, it all came at a cost. So the 68 special, he gets on stage. You guys have all seen the pictures, him in the leather, sitting down, jamming. I mean, it gives me chills. He was so nervous, he almost didn't go out. He goes, I'm not doing this. Because the Beatles had come around, Bob Dylan had come around, all these. Elvis is out there doing these corny movies about, you know, being on the beach and stuff like that and singing really bad music that he didn't write and, you know, was given to him and he had to do. And he went out there and he showed the world why he was Elvis Presley. And I tweeted yesterday, I put on Blue Sky, I said, no one's ever looked better, ever, than Elvis in that 68 special. When he walks out on stage, it's such a good doc. And Priscilla, his wife at the time, that's the first time she ever saw him perform. And she said she was watching him perform.
So they got married after.
Yeah, when he was in the.
In his movie
career. So she'd seen,
stage.
You know, she'd seen, like, clips, but she'd never seen him live perform on stage. And she goes, I'm sitting up there in the balcony, and these women next to me are talking like, oh, my God, look how sexy he is. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm married to that. She had never seen it before. And it was at that moment she realized, whew, I'm married to Elvis Presley. And it's such a good doc. Man, it's 2 hours, it goes by like that. Conan's in it, and it is phenomenal. Baz Luhrmann's in it. Robbie Robertson's in it. It's really good. Really good. Highly recommend it.
Thank you, Pauly.
Thank you, Pauly.
What would it be like? Obviously, we'll never know. But to be someone who is considered, like we were talking about, people's sexiest man on earth, like someone who is, like, legitimately
it's tough.
Attractive.
I'll tell you right now, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
You do not.
It's not the easiest thing in the world.
How would you handle it?
Not well.
You could certainly make a mess of it. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't go well.
Interesting.
That's all I can say.
I mean, really. Elvis didn't. I mean, obviously,
it didn't go well for him.
He had his struggles as well.
He did. You got to watch this doc. You got to watch it. It's so good. I think you don't even have to like Elvis and you'll like it. It's really good.
A lot of Netflix to watch today.
Lots of Netflix.
Got a little preview of the college football day tomorrow. Super sexy Saturday college football lineup coming up. And our second and final pair of San Diego State basketball tickets for Monday's showdown against Gonzaga. Your chance to win.
We update yet on Miles Byrd?
I can give you that update as well. Coming up next with Ben Woods after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who won the Aztecs tickets, Paulie? Did I not give them away?
We're doing that now.
That's right.
There you go. So Friday.
We're about to do that. Would have been a nice transition because I wanted to give the update, as you said.
You still can.
We don't. Well, we will give away the tickets in a second. Miles Byrd was out of his boot at practice yesterday, but did not look like he was ready to play a basketball game. I saw some video of him hobbling around a little bit. I think he was mostly on the exercise cycle during practice. Now, that doesn't mean he won't be better by Monday, but I can imagine that Brian Dutcher at this point is thinking, I don't know if we want to keep pushing this and, it's a long season.
It's a long season. They're a really good, really, really good team in Gonzaga. Do you run the risk of running a 75% Miles Byrd out there in a game that you're favored pretty fairly heavily to lose anyway? It's a tough call. Like, you want to put your best guys on the court.
I don't know. See, so
I'm not saying punt, obviously, but you have to kind of play the long game if you're Dutch.
In college basketball, though, you get them at home. This is like your only chance to get them at home.
That's a good point.
And you beat them at their place last year. They're going to want that revenge, but you've got the advantage in front of your own crowd. If anything, maybe you try to push Miles Byrd to play this one
game,
and
then take the next couple off.
And then we'll just deal with the consequences afterwards. Now, unfortunately, the next games after Gonzaga
is that tourney.
Is the tournament against Creighton. They're pushing the top 10. Oregon is receiving votes. And then the final game could be against Alabama or Houston, who are both top 10 teams. So you got your four biggest non-conference games all in a row, all within a week and a half of each other. And while if it's not a disaster, you're going to probably lose a couple of those. If you win two of them, you are in great shape to get an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. Your strength of schedule, everything rockets through the roof. But if you lose all four, There's really no more opportunities. Then it's probably we got to win the Mountain West tournament at the end of the year. So these,
which really changes the whole spectrum of the season.
These are the most important next four games for the Aztecs, essentially until March when they go to the Mountain West Conference tournament. Yeah, you want to win your league. You want to get a good seed in the tournament. So league games are important. You want to raise a banner. But when it comes to your resume, these are the resume building games.
Good point.
And you don't have to win them because the metrics are going to be good win or lose. But you can't expect to make the tournament if you go 0-4 even against these good teams.
Yeah.
So you've got to whatever strategy best gets you a couple of wins in these next four games. That's the strategy that I think Brian Dutcher has to use. And maybe it's play Miles Byrd in this game. Maybe it's try to rest him because you get another week and a day until their next game on Tuesday. You know, that gives him almost two straight weeks off to get healthy again. But, you know, if he's not, then you haven't played him in any of these games. I don't know. I'm sure they're going through all the different equations of what's probably best for the team right now.
Yeah, Paulie pulled up. There's no line on the game yet, but ESPN had Gonzaga favored by 67% chance.
63-37.
Yeah,
two to one, essentially.
Yeah, 2-1, which is pretty good. You know, I mean,
number four team in the nation, you'll take those odds.
Take those odds.
You have to.
Yeah, 100%. They could go ice cold. Your defense could shut them down. I mean, there's a lot that could happen.
San Diego State, their next two games are big ones.
Yeah.
They've got number four.
Yeah.
The rankings don't come out until Tuesday. So it will be number four Gonzaga, and then we'll see what happens in Tuesday's rankings when the poll comes out. But then the next game will be 8 days later, the first game of that Vegas tournament they'll be playing right now. It's number 11 Creighton.
Yep.
And those teams have some history as well.
So, NCAA tournament meetings twice recently, and they've got that big center, Kalkbrenner, who is nasty.
What'd you perked up there?
And then Gonzaga has Nembhard, who was the transfer.
This isn't a joke, by the way.
Nembhard and Kalkbrenner. Those are the guys that you're facing.
Who wants those tickets?
All right, if you'd like to win a pair of tickets to be there on Monday night at Viejas Arena, this is your chance. Fourth caller, 833-288-0973. You can see Nembhard yourself.
Yes, and maybe Brian Wiener will make an appearance, too.
James Dong.
Freddy Testicles will be there. It's going to be great. You're going to love it.
833-288-0973.
He takes me by surprise, and I just go, you're a deviant, and I know that you know what you're doing.
They're real players. They're real stars in college basketball.
Freddy Testicles will be out there. He scours the rosters looking for deviant things to say to get a rise out of me.
I mean, it worked.
It did.
All right, I see the lines.
The lines are
lighting up. Paulie will take the calls during the break. Good luck.
7-year-old.
All right, we'll come back, wrap things up for Ben and Woods this week on a Friday, either at 9:30 or 5:30 if you're listening on today's replay.
Whatever your pleasure.
During the Gwen and Chris program on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, I ask you again, Paulie. Did we give away the Aztecs tickets?
Did somebody win?
Okay, good. Finally.
Scott, going to the Aztecs game.
Scott appropriately waited for me to actually give them away, and then we did, and he will be heading to the Aztecs game.
That's a great prize.
Planning to be there on Monday myself. It is such a great
after the Padres season ends, man, we don't have a ton of hot tickets in town.
Yeah, that's one of them.
This is definitely probably the hottest sports ticket in town for the next couple of months, at least.
No doubt.
For this game on Monday night. And I hope the Aztecs give them a good game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Gonzaga is very good. But the fact that we saw San Diego State hit some threes, and again, not a good quality opponent, Occidental. But
a three-pointer is a three-pointer. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Making a shot is making a shot.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get an open, they're going to get some open shots against Gonzaga. You got to hit them.
Yeah.
And they've shown now the ability to hit some threes. And that is key now in college basketball. If you want to beat a ranked opponent, you're going to have to make your shots. And it's always been a question mark at San Diego State. Perhaps it's a question they can answer affirmatively this season, and you know, promising beginning to the year.
Excited for a Monday night college basketball game. Look at me and how far I've come, Ben.
Exactly.
I'm like proud of you. I'm like giddy for it.
Proud of you for that. I got my college football lineup still for you.
Yeah.
Get to that right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fam. All right. I hate to tamp down your excitement for my super sexy Saturday college football lineup.
It's not great.
It's not a particularly scintillating Saturday. After basically having a run of like really good matchups week after week,
yeah,
and you know, with realignment and the new playoff format, I've been a big fan of what it's done to the regular season schedule. I think there are more games that have more meaning with a 12-team playoff than a 4-team playoff.
You've never seen lines like this really across the board. I mean, it's going to be...
Now, we could get amazing upsets. It could end up being a terrific day, but...
I was actually thinking about the upset potential for, you know, the top 12 teams, Ben. Do you see a lot in there for the top 12?
Not a ton. You know, the most intriguing morning game for me is probably Utah at number 11, Colorado, which is the 9 a.m. game on Fox, which means, what's that, 10 a.m. in Colorado? So it's an early,
yep,
early start for those Buffalo fans. Now, the Buffs are, we talked about it earlier this week, having a good second season now under Deion.
Yeah.
They have two losses, one loss in the Big 12. They're alone in second place, but they're still a game behind undefeated BYU, and they don't play BYU head-to-head. You can't play in these giant conferences. You can't play everybody.
Right.
So it's kind of the... You know, just the randomness of the schedule, whether you get a certain team on a certain season. It would be great to have them meet in the regular season. They're not going to, but they need to stay in that top two for the conference championship game at the end of the year. Could be on track to face BYU. They can't really afford a loss, though, because then they drop into a giant jumble. So they've got to win out. Utah is not, I mean, they're near the bottom of the conference, but they nearly beat BYU last week. They had them. Had the controversial holding penalty.
Played tough, man.
You know, kept the drive going on fourth down, ended up losing by a point. So they have the ability to pull off an upset. Colorado's just going to try to avoid that in a early start on Fox on Saturday. Honestly, the middle of the day is, that's the toughest one. I guess
Alabama against Mercer.
The best game is probably number 22 LSU at Florida. That the SEC has gotten so bloated. That's an 8th place team against a 12th place team in the SEC.
Yeah.
That's probably the best game in the middle of the day. It's on ABC. It's not, like I said, it's not the best lineup tomorrow. And then the 4:30 game, ABC is number 7 Tennessee at number 12 Georgia. That one is important. That's, you know, I can't necessarily see Georgia making the playoffs with a third loss, especially if they lose at home. So, feels like a must win for them. And quite honestly, you know, Tennessee, they could drop out of the playoffs with a loss. Even though they're not favored in this game, a loss would still damage their playoff hopes as well. So that's probably the most important game when it comes to playoffs and playoff seeding tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, again, you're talking about some of the biggest lines you've seen all year. You're talking about 30 points, 28.5 points. Penn State's taking on Purdue. They're 28.5 point favorites. Even the Irish are three touchdown favorites over Virginia after dismantling Florida State last week. Alabama Mercer, there is no line for that game. So you couldn't bet that one if you wanted to right now. But as far as upsets, I mean, you know, there's one team in the top five that's probably catching the most grief right now, and it's Texas. And I think it's important for Texas to go out and have a monster performance on the road against Arkansas, because
JH in the chat's calling that as his upset. Arkansas over Texas.
I mean, it's everyone's looking at Texas going, okay, smoke and mirrors. You gotta start rolling teams. They're 13-point favorites right now. Fayetteville's a gnarly place to play. My brother went there. It can be pretty raucous at times. If you're not on your game, they can get you. So that's an interesting game early, too.
The late game is San Diego State at UNLV on CBS Sports Network. It's a 7:30 start. Rebels are, I think, over 20-point favorites the last time I checked. A loss would eliminate San Diego State from bowl contention. They'd be 3-7 and losing their fourth in a row. It's almost, I mean, likely to happen. Is there any way for Sean Lewis to save this first season? I saw Bryce Miller in UT says, he's got to win at least two of these last three and say at least we won one more game than the year before. I don't know that 5-7's generating any excitement or enthusiasm.
You need
San Diego
six,
State.
Six for a
you need six
bowl,
for a bowl. So they have to win all three to get to a bowl
oh,
game.
Man.
And they're 20-point underdogs tomorrow on the road at UNLV. So the dream of a bowl game is pretty slim at this point. Is there anything that you can even say is going to be? I mean, lost to New Mexico, which you never do. UNLV is now clearly past you in the conference. I get that the new NIL world is almost impossible for, you know, coaches like Sean Lewis to navigate, but you should be able to navigate it as well as the other Mountain West schools. I get you can't compete with the Alabamas and
course,
the Texases.
Of course, you shouldn't try.
I am reasonable, and I understand that. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to compete with the UNLVs and Boise States, Nevada. Your Mountain West opponents don't have more resources than you do. Maybe Boise State has a little bit, but for football, San Diego State needs to at least be a dominant team, regularly getting to the Mountain West Conference championship game. Playing in the bottom of the Mountain West is unacceptable. Every coach gets a grace period. Takes a little while to institute your system, your culture, whatever.
Get a couple of your guys.
But you get your guys, they can leave in 1 year now with NIL. You know, you're starting from scratch essentially every season. They need to turn this around pretty quickly.
Paulie, is it weird to hear him read the sexy college football picks and not do it in Papa Roach voice?
Arkansas versus Texas.
Like you did last
Utah,
week.
Utah, Colorado. LSU and Florida.
I just
better
don't
last week.
It was. Well, I had it in my ears.
Well, I mean, that can be arranged. We have 10 minutes, so.
We don't need to do it again.
It's not.
I don't want to be sounding like you at the end of this show.
No. God, man. I can't believe I made it through this whole show. My voice sounds pretty good right now.
It does.
It's like I fought through it.
You've improved over the course of the show.
Sorry. It was so bad earlier. Did not feel good. It does sound much better now. I feel better. Probably because the work week is coming to an end.
LSU at Florida.
This is my last resort.
She's such a gem.
Arkansas at Texas.
Oh.
Yes.
No breathing.
We're not going to do this every week. I don't want to make this a
thing. I would love to do this every week.
I really don't want to make this a thing.
I think that. This
Tennessee
point,
at Georgia.
He says, I don't want to make it a thing. He launches right back into some more. Papa Roach's college football picks by Ben Higgins. It is just the greatest thing. It's so organic. And you could have never planned it.
No.
I couldn't have never, ever sat in my office and go, what would be really, really funny? Ben doing the best picks in Papa Roach voice.
When's that concert? Soon? Later? I forget when they announced it.
They announced it last Friday.
Probably still a little ways away.
But I don't know when the actual show is at Gallagher Square. They need to have you bring them up.
Speaking of Gallagher Square, we talked about it yesterday, the changes coming to the Western Metal Supply Company, the renderings that came out. I saw a quote from Eric Grubner that I actually liked. Said, we never want Petco Park to look like it's more than 5 years old.
I love that.
So that's a great philosophy. You know, I think it's a challenge, you know.
Big time.
I mean, it's going to hit harder and harder as any building ages to keep it looking fresh. But I thought, that's a good way to phrase it. You know what? We're going to look around the ballpark every year. And if anything's looking like it's starting, I don't know, it looks like it's about 7-8 years old, time to refresh and make it look good again.
Yeah, freshen it up.
So, you know, they've decided the Western Metal building, which is maybe the coolest element of the ballpark, starting to look its age. Let's update it and make it look fresh again. And that's their plan for this offseason.
I mean, the Gallagher Square thing, when I saw the renderings, I was like, I don't see it. Like, I need to see it, actually. Then when I went out there for the first time, I went, are you joking? This is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
So one of the things.
It was actually too good.
As I was like studying the renderings they released for the Western Metal building yesterday, one thing that looked really cool. So, if you've ever been to the Loft, which is where Sammy does the pre and the post game show, and they've got the foosball tables and
pool.
The billiards and
is it foosball?
Foosball is the one where
they have that? Just pool.
Well, you know, they have pool, foosball, they have shuffleboard,
okay,
and maybe some cornhole. as well. So with the remodeling, there's going to be this grand staircase that comes from the roof, and you can actually walk down straight into the loft because it's going to be covered, and you can actually walk kind of indoor to outdoor, and I thought that looks really cool.
Yeah, because you can't do that.
No, you know, right now you kind of have to wedge your way in through that, like, the side,
yeah, the side door.
You're coming in the other way that's by that elevator behind the scoreboard. And now they're going to have this, like, grand entry where you can go from the roof, and then you can go up to the roof straight from the loft, which looked really, really cool, at least in the renderings.
I wonder how it's going to affect Sammy Levitt. That's what I want to know. Can he get up there quicker now?
I would like to think that hopefully when they're making their, you know, their designs include like an area for Sammy to do a show. It doesn't have to be a studio, but, you know, he's right now on that table under the American flag of baseballs. But you can have like a spot where Sammy's going to be able to set up every day for the pre and the post game show.
I honestly don't know how he did it sometimes.
No, I mean, it was that place gets so
raucous
and packed in there.
Everyone's coming up to him while he's on the air.
And post game, when he has to do the on field interview and then
sprint down
the line to the left field corner take the elevator
up. So good. It's like a rite of passage now, or like a tradition at Petco Park.
And, you know, one of the changes, we talked a little bit about it yesterday as well, with the team store, making it easier to get in and out and check out with more checkout stands. Petco Park wasn't designed necessarily with the thought that it was going to have 45, 47,000 people every single night. So they need better in and out, ways to get into spaces, ways to get out of spaces for fans. Not just the team store, but the loft, the roof, more ways to, you know, wider places to walk in and out of these buildings and spaces.
It's crazy too with all the work that they're doing, you know, and they still got, you know, you still got to book concerts and do it. The logistics of it are enough to make you insane. You know what I mean? To think about all of the work that's got to go into it to have it ready by opening. It's going to be ready by opening day. Like this is it.
Yeah, and knowing how much they like to activate the ballpark using the corporate terminology during the off season, you got to work around all of that. You know, the golf, the links, the holiday,
the Wonderland,
the concerts and everything. And
nuts.
You got construction going on, you know, pretty much 24/7 to get this done before the start of opening day.
Well, they did
it. It's a pretty big project.
Yeah.
And they've undertaken another one now this off season coming up.
100%.
All right, this hour of Ben and Woods has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans, head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings. Try their new maple chipotle sauce for rich maple sweetness and a mild, smoky chipotle heat. Or for a bit of kick, check out the new Cajun sauce with a rich blend of spicy and tangy peppers. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings. Go! Are you really going to take your kids to Belmont Park today?
Yeah, unless I can get out of it and try to take him tomorrow. I did not think this thing through.
There's always the sleight of hand you can play with the kids.
It's closed.
Closed?
They closed it.
It's closed.
It's closed.
You can promise something better.
What's
deal-making? The art of the deal.
So I have to go to Disneyland on Saturday, right? Like, I have to...
Wouldn't do that either.
One-up yourself.
Just give him the iPad today. I'm just not feeling it today. It's kind of chilly and wet. It was wet, and the traffic.
You feel like a bad parent when you just plug them in.
See if you can get them excited for one of those really bad college football games to watch.
Yeah, 100%.
Make it interesting.
Or
make it a game.
Let them watch Tyson and Jake Paul tonight.
There you go.
Yeah, if you guys will just come home and be quiet.
But Bo could interview Tyson.
Yep.
Get him some boxing gloves.
No, we have those.
All right, we're wrapping it up. Woodsy's on his way out. Annie and Elston on their way in. Everybody have a great weekend. For Paulie and Woods, I'm Ben on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.